Hi, it is the good stuff. Why, thank you very much. We're delighted to be here and as delighted to tell you about Tri-State Livestock News. They offer things on breeding, ranching, markets, agriculture. They have things on horses, so many agriculture topics that you're probably interested in. How can you get this? You can just go to tsln.com and you can subscribe right there. And then you can get the paper, sit down and enjoy it early morning, late evening, whatever your schedule fits in. It's there. It's what ranchers read. It's Tri-State Livestock News.
And the Terry County Visitors Promotion Board invites you to spend a little time in our neck of the woods. That would be North Central Nebraska, Valentine and Terry County. In Nebraska, to be exact, go online, visit valentine.com and check out 50 things to do. One of those would be the Nebraska Star Party later in July. You can also go to nebraskastarparty.org and find out information on that. Kim, today on the program, is going to talk about cards, I believe.
A deck of cards.
Okay, a deck of cards.
Yes, and I think I first heard this when I was probably in grade school. It was recorded by Tex Ritter, and it had beautiful music in the background. I remember that very clearly. I'm not Tex Ritter, and I don't have music in the background. It was quiet that day. The guns and the mortars and the landmines, for some reason, hadn't been heard. The young soldier knew it was Sunday. As he was sitting there, he got out an old deck of cards and laid them out across his bunk. Just then an army sergeant came in and said, "Why aren't you with the rest of the platoon?" The soldier replied, "I thought I would stay behind and spend some time with the Lord." The sergeant said, "Looks to me like you're going to play cards." The soldier said, "No, sir. You see, since I don't have a Bible with me, I've decided to talk to the Lord by studying this deck of cards." The sergeant asked in disbelief, "How will you do that?" "You see the ace, sergeant? It reminds me that there is only one God. The two represents the two parts of the Bible, Old and New Testaments. The three represents the Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. The four stands for the four Gospels, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. The five is for the five virgins. There were 10, but only 5 of them were glorified. The 6 is for the 6 days it took God to create the heavens and earth. The 7 is for the day God rested after making his creation. The 8 is for the family of Noah and his wife, their 3 sons and their wives, the 8 people God spared from the flood that destroyed the earth. The 9 is for the lepers that Jesus cleansed of leprosy. He cleansed 10, but 9 never thanked him. The 10 represents the 10 commandments that God handed down to Moses on tablets made of stone. The jack is a reminder of Satan, one of God's first angels, but he got kicked out of heaven for his sly and wicked ways and is now the joker of eternal hell. The queen stands for the Virgin Mary. The king stands for Jesus, for he is the king of all kings. When I count the dots on all the cards, I come up with 365 total, one for every day of the year. There are a total of 52 cards in the deck. Each is a week, 52 weeks in a year. The four suits represent the four seasons, spring, summer, fall, and winter. Each suit has 13 cards. There are exactly 13 weeks in a quarter. So when I want to talk to God and thank him, I just pull out this old deck of cards, and they remind me of all that I have to be thankful for. The sergeant just stood there. After a minute, with tears in his eyes and pain in his heart, he said, "Soldier, can I borrow that deck of cards? It's called Deck of Cards."
It's pretty hard to follow that, the Tex Ritter version of, well, the Kim Burge version of the deck of cards. So I'm going to go with some slices of life. I featured a few of these. They're written by Jill Pertler as they appeared in the Oneida Watchman here a while back. So just some simple things that maybe we overlook on a day-to-day basis that maybe we ought to just sit back and go, you know what? That's pretty good. A couple of those from a previous program to start things off. Some slices of life, the gift of gab and the gift of silence, and a friend who offers both at just the right time. Birthday cake is something we probably should not take for granted, and with more ice cream than cake. Another thing is a slice of life and not too many candles on it. When your new puppy learns to go outside for the first time. Clothes fresh off the line. Remember that smell?
Mm.
Polished toenails. Wearing sandals. A dad who can fix anything, including a broken heart. Those are some things to cherish, counting the sweet, simple pleasures of life by Jill Pertler on The Good Stuff.